President Trump is on his way to Brussels this morning for a summit with NATO allies. He has a message for them, which he explained at a recent campaign rally in Montana.
I'll see NATO, and I'm going to tell NATO, you got to start paying your bills. The United States is not going to take care of everything.
Soon after the NATO summit, President Trump will meet face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Finland. NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports on why U.S. allies are nervous that Trump's approach to both summits may give them a bad case of deja vu.
The United States partners in NATO do not want a repeat of the G7 meeting in Canada last month. That's where President Trump refused to sign an agreement with the group because he was upset with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
He had a news conference that he had because he assumed I was in an airplane and I wasn't watching. He learned that's going to cost a lot of money for the people of Canada.
After lashing out at Trudeau and other U.S. allies over trade, Trump held a historic meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Those talks ended with Trump lavishing praise on Kim.
What did you learn about him, sir?
I learned he's a very talented man.
U.S. allies worry a rift at the NATO summit could be followed by a positive meeting between Trump and the Russian president. That could be damaging after what happened at the G7.
I think the stakes are much higher.
Kathleen Hicks worked on a study about funding NATO for the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's almost a one strike versus two strikes. I think having two strikes inside the transatlantic relationship would be very, very devastating.
Hicks says if Trump's talks with Putin look friendlier than his talks with NATO, that's a problem. NATO needs to appear united if they want to deter bad actors like Russia. Unity will be tough at the summit. That's because Trump has been publicly bashing NATO members over their defense spending. At his recent rally in Montana, Trump said he confronted Germany's leader, Angela Merkel.
And I said, you know, Angela, I can't guarantee it, but we're protecting you, and it means a lot more to you than protecting us, because I don't know how much protection we get by protecting you.
NATO countries set a goal of putting 2% of their gross domestic product toward defense spending, but only a handful have met that goal. Germany is not one of them. Ted Broman of the Heritage Foundation says this is not the first U.S. administration to complain about Europe not contributing enough, but
what's new is that this time it's the president saying it and saying it very bluntly. And in diplomacy, that does end up changing the message. It makes it sound much more serious and much more pressing.
While Broman feels the NATO meeting is worthwhile, he has concerns about Trump's meeting with Putin. U.S. presidents have been trying and failing for years to forge a better relationship with Russia, and Broman believes Trump will fail too. But Trump says the U.S. would benefit from being on better terms with the Russian leader. He even floated the idea that Russia could rejoin the G7. Here he is on Fox News explaining why it would help to have Putin at the table.
I could say, would you do me a favor? Would you get out of Syria? Would you do me a favor? Would you get out of the Ukraine? Get out of Ukraine. You shouldn't be there. Just come on.
One big concern for NATO allies is that Trump could reach a deal with Putin without consulting them, just as Trump did with Kim Jong-un, making concessions without telling South Korea ahead of time. For its part, the White House is trying to tamp down expectations about the Trump-Putin summit next week. Here's National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I don't think we expect necessarily specific outcomes or decisions.
Even without a deal, the meeting could play into Putin's agenda. So says Evelyn Farkas of the Atlantic Council.
Everything the president says that's positive about Russia and Putin and negative about the European alliances, Putin will play that over and over again in his domestic TV audience to show how he's made Russia so great.
And what is great for Russia may not be so great for NATO. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.